Chevra, we spoke. Emes is, we spoke a lot about the parasha tonight, but it was a lot of Chanukah, but a lot of parasha. We have to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, not just Chanukah. It's so an incredible Torah for the Halo game right now. You know, Yaakov Avinu is meeting up with Esav. After all these years, Esav, who he believes wants to kill him. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yaakov sends angels. Malachim Mamish, real angels. And he says, Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov Imlov Angarti. Tell Esav Imlov Angarti. We all know the very, very, very famous Rashi. Been turned into songs. The Tariag Mitzvah Shemarti. I kept Tariag Mitzvahs. So we have to understand, why did he send Malachim? Where did these Malachim even come from? Why do you have Malachim with him? Like, where does this Malachim come from? That's number one. But number two, we have to understand what he was saying. In Love and Garti, Vitarik, Mr. Shemarti, really? Yaakov kept 630 mitzvos? There's nobody in all of history that kept 630 mitzvos. There's no such thing. Because there are mitzvos that are subjective to particular individuals, and not everybody can do them. There are mitzvos that are just for a king. There are mitzvos that are just for Kohanim. There are mitzvos that are circumstantial, to only give a get if you get divorced. Yibum, Chalitza. Like, really? Oh, Yaakov did all of those? What does this mean? Did he give Truma? He did Chalitza? So we have to understand this. For years I used to think Pshat was in that famous Chazal, that when you learn a Torah, it's Ki'ilu, you're Mekayim. The mitzvah, it's Ki'ilu, you've done it. It's possible. Definitely one derech. And I thought that was one, meaning, obviously none of us could keep 600 mitzvahs, but when you learn about the mitzvah, it's like you're Mekayim the mitzvah. So I saw this Torah from the Rinoam earlier today. Mamish changed my whole perspective, and such a chizik. He says as follows. First, he explains the Malachim. You know who these Malachim were? We know Chazal teach us that there are Malachim that come be'erev Shabbos to come likras ha'adam, to prepare v'neitzei likras kal Shabbos. And those malachim seemingly are the same malachim. The Gemara Shabbos tells us that shnei malachim amalavin la'adam b'Shabbos Kodesh. There are two malachim that escort you home from shul Shabbos Kodesh. Umatzah nerdalak umita matzas v'shulchan aruch. And when they come home and they find that the candles are lit and the table set, mavarchan oso. So where do we find that malachim are with you? We find malachim are with you on Shabbos, and the Imre Noam says seemingly those must be the malachim that Yaakov had with him. And those are the malachim he's sending to Esav, which we'll get back to in a moment. The malachim that represent Shabbos Kodesh. And he continues. You know what perhaps is pshat? V'tarik mitzvah shemarti? You know, Rivka, when she told Yaakov to leave and run away from Esav. And Parshas Toldos in Perek Chav Zayin Pazuk Mem Dalad, and she's telling him, "Ata bani shema koli, listen to me. Bekum berach lecha Lavan achi charana, run to Lavan. V'yeshavto imo yamim achadim." She says, "And you'll stay there yamim achadim." What is this yamim achadim? Rashi says it means muatim, for a few days. He was there for a very long time. Marry all his wives, have all his children. Achadim is one. Yamim achadim, days that are one. What do you mean days that are one? Echad. The Imre Noam explains, we know there's a famous Chazal, that every day has a zug, every day has a pair. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. The only day that doesn't have a pair, and that we pair up with ultimately, Klal Yisrael pairs up with, but the day that's echad, the day that's by itself, that's one, is Shabbos Kodesh. V'yashavta imo yamim achadim. Is a remez to Yom HaChadim, the day that is one, which is Shabbos Kodesh. And what she's telling him is, you want to stay strong when you're by Lavan. You want to make sure you're Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the root of all Kedusha. Shabbos is the root of all Bracha. A Yid who's Shabbos dick is going to be Shabbos dick all week as well. It gives us the koyach all week long. Our lives are crazy and busy. Shabbos Kodesh. Yamim Achadim. And what's Chazal tell us? It's a Medrash. In Shmois Rabbah. Kol HaShomer Shabbos. Kilu Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaShomer Shabbos. Kilu Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula. When you keep Shabbos, it's like you're keeping the entire Tariq Mitzvahs. Tariq Mitzvah Shemarti. You know why? Because I kept Shabbos. He sent Shnei Malachim, the Malachim of Shabbos, and said, Tariq Mitzvah Shemarti, I kept Shabbos. Because it's Bekoyach Shmir Shabbos, he's going to be Iskabar Esav. Because when we have Shabbos, we have everything. When we have Shabbos, it keeps us alive and gives us all the Koyach in the world. And that's how he was going to defeat Esav, the Rinom says. With the Malachim of Shabbos, and with the Shmiras of Shabbos, which is connected Kol HaMitzvos, Kol Tarek Mitzvos. So Chevra, don't stop connecting to Shabbos. You know, all week long, life gets a little crazy sometimes, and sometimes we tend to forget a little bit. And sometimes we get lost, whether it be a week because we have midterms, or because we're working and our job is crazy that week, or because Chves Nesh, we fall into certain taivas that particular week. But you know what we have then every week? We come back to Shabbos. And Shabbos is a mikvah. Shabbos is purification. Shabbos keeps us strong. If we connect to Shabbos, I don't mean just keep Shabbos, the lametas malachos. Live it. Daven it. Sing it. Be one with it. Yom machodim. Be one with Shabbos. That's how we'll all defeat the ace of our lives. That's Shabbos Baruch HaBizoyche. To have Shabbos Kodesh. Until we're Zoyche to the Yom Shekula Shabbos. Be as Mashiach B'Lushlema. Mehera b'yameinu, v'heilig Shabbos Kodesh.
Amen. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,